Thank you and good morning. Law enforcement agencies across the county are searching for 24-year-old Lance Bogner and 24-year-old Christina Higgins, who are wanted by the Eureka Police Department, the Arcata Police Department, and the Sheriff's Office. The pair are suspects in an assault and robbery in McKinleyville, a vehicle pursuit in Arcata, and a physical altercation and a separate vehicle pursuit in Eureka. The pair managed to evade Eureka police on Sunday afternoon and then Arcata police early Monday morning. They were last seen in Arcata following the assault and robbery incident in McKinleyville on Monday afternoon. Anyone with information about Bogner or Higgins is asked to contact authorities. Sheriff's deputies arrested three men in connection with a series of burglaries committed in Arcata and Eureka over the past week. Joshua Buchanan, Cameron Payne, and Jeremiah Hoyt were all taken into custody and booked on numerous charges, including burglary and drug possession. The men are accused of robbing two Eureka residences and one Arcata residence and stealing electronics, weapons, and other valuables. Deputies were led to Buchanan after a safe stolen during one of the burglaries was located near his parents' house in Eureka. He was found in King Salmon along with Payne, and both men were found with stolen items and heroin. Hoyt was found later and taken into custody. Deputies recovered most of the stolen items, but some of them had been sold to pawn shops. Contact the sheriff's office for more information. On Friday, investigators with the district attorney's office issued a press release regarding two people passing fraudulent and counterfeit checks. Those two, James Cunha and Rebecca Hamelin, were arrested by Fortuna police, who served a search warrant at an apartment on Loney Drive in Fortuna early Friday morning. Investigators believe that Cunha and Hamelin produced and passed numerous bad checks to make large purchases throughout the county. If you need more information, contact Fortuna Police. In response to the death of Father Eric Freed, St. Joseph Hospital is sponsoring a group to help in the grieving process. Father Freed was killed New Year's Day by an intruder at the church. The group of peer counselors is being managed by Frank and Judy Weber of St. Bernard's Church, but it is intended for anyone who has lost someone close. Frank Weber was a deacon at the church where Father Freed presided. The six-week program begins tonight at 7 o'clock in the chapel of St. Joseph Hospital and is open to anyone, regardless of faith. For more information, contact St. Joseph's. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of an explosion at a rented room on a property on Branscombe Road in Laytonville over the weekend. The landlord reported that tenants had heard the explosion coming from the room of 53-year-old William Corley. When deputies reached the scene, they found that Corley had been manufacturing hash using butane as a fuel source. A lack of proper ventilation led to a small explosion that caused minimal damage. Deputies confiscated meth, 5 pounds of processed marijuana, and processed hash honey oil, and Corley was arrested and booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our job shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for job shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka City Schools District is considering a potential bond measure that would help fund repairs to the district's aging infrastructure. The measure would be placed on the November 2014 ballot and has already received strong support from voters within the district. Superintendent Fred Van Vleck explains the process of adding the measure to the ballot.
The way it works is the board has to take official action by resolution to get it on the bond sometime by the end of July. And so that would be the time when it would be official, yes, we are putting it on the ballot, would be when the board takes that resolution.
Van Vleck reiterated the importance of the measure, providing an example of infrastructure that needs improvement.
The plumbing system inside the gymnasium is very old, and it's really lived its useful life. And what can happen right now, and we're not sure if this is going to happen tomorrow, or maybe on the outside 5 years from now, that system is going to fail. And we have to come up with $800,000 right then and there to fix that system. And the problem is that we're not in a situation where we can afford to do that if it was to fail tomorrow.
In a recent survey, 63% of district voters would support a local education bond measure, with respondents placing importance on upgrading job training classrooms and technology. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.